Members of tribal groups such as Ho-Chunk, Navajo, and Sioux traveled to Anchorage from South Dakota, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Canada for the Ida Aina Powwow, which was hosted by the Tabona Foundation, a nonprofit formed to benefit the people of Tyonek. It hosted the gathering and a benefit concert held at the Denina Center in downtown Anchorage over the weekend. KMBA's Jacqueline Estes reports.
Menominee MC Tony Brown of Wisconsin led the powwow through a grand entry, honor songs for veterans, intertribal round dances, and performances by individuals and groups. Lower 48 tribal dancers wore regalia decorated with beads, ribbons, satin applique, feather bustles, porcupine quill headdresses, and bells. Saturday night, several Alaska Native musicians and bands performed, including Allison Warden, Medicine Dream, Bamiwa, and Mark Brown and the Blues Team. Actor and rapper Lightfoot was the featured act. He's been in films such as Mortal Kombat Annihilation and Indian in the Cupboard, as well as television shows. Lightfoot brings his heritage as a member of the Eastern Band of Cherokee into his performances with Cherokee dance steps and tribalistic funk music. At the end of the music, Lightfoot crouched at the edge of the stage and spoke to the audience of mostly teenagers and 20-somethings. He told them they can find their purpose in life through prayer and to fight for their people by abstaining from alcohol and drugs.
Let me tell you something. Until you stand up, we ain't never, ever gonna be equal. Where are you, the warriors? Where are the warriors? Those who stand up and fight for our next generations. Stand. Be the one.
Acting director of the Tabona Foundation, Emil McCord, says it recently began managing grants and scholarship programs previously run by the Tyonek Village Corporation and Siri Foundation. He says concert proceeds will fund activities such as subsistence camps and participation in the Native Youth Olympics.
As long as there's tribal members in there, we'll make that donation. And it's culturally oriented, educational. And we'll make a donation. We took over the scholarships, and our scholarships have tripled since we started managing it.
McCord says a subsidiary of Tyonek Native Corporation provided $50,000 in seed money to launch the powwow, which will become an annual event. In Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.